Regarding the Gemara that we finished yesterday, Mas Sokol and Miskal, it's really pashut, but I just want to bring it out. The onesh of Kasha Zoma, Sheker on the Ba'achiv, Basisimo Kasha Zoma. We took for granted, I think it's Mamish Mefurish in this Gemara, but every situation that Edim are getting the punishment of Kasha Zama involves that they violated Edith Sheker. Right? Sheker on the Ba'achiv, they violated the Lav of Losana. And yet, from the perspective of violating the Lav of Losana, so you could argue that every punishment should be identical. Whatever the case was, if they were made Edith Sheker, Hamas Chayav Misa, Chalu Shabbos, or being a Rotsheach, whether they made a person named Chelav, he's Chayav Malkis, whether they made that he's Chayav Mammon. And the Edith Sheker per se is the same Aveira that they were made Sheker. They really didn't see what they testified that they saw. And yet the Onesh is Mischalek. The Onesh is going to be different depending on the severity of how much of a Gemar Din, how much they, you might say, hurt the person by imposing a Gemar Din of something or something else. So if the Gemar Din that they imposed that based in Paskins was Chiyuv Misa, then the Onesh is going to be commensurate with that. That means that the Edim will get Kasha Zaman to be killed, and whatever Misa. If it was Malkus that they got the based into Paskin, the person is Chayav Malkus, they get Malkus. If it was Mammon, it's Mammon. So what does that obviously indicate? That the Onesh of Kasha Zaman is not just that the Torah imposes an Onesh for Edu Sheker. Why does the Onesh switch and depend on what it was that was Zomam? Because the Onesh of Kasha Zomam is Gufa, the fact that you was, not just that you made a Sheker, but that you were Zomam to do X to that person, so X becomes your fate. If it was because you wanted to make that person Chayav Misa, so then the Onesh would be a greater Onesh because the crime was a greater crime. It's more of a crime to be made a sheker to mechayev a person misa than to mechayev a person malkis. It's more of a crime, more of an avera of made a sheker to the extent that it led to a gemar din on the person for malkis more than it would just be a gemar din for mammon. And therefore, the Edus Sheker is heightened to another level. It's not just purely the Edus Sheker. It's the fact that you were Sheker on a Be'achiv, that you hurt the person through the Gemar Din, the Beis and Paskins, he's Chayiv, whatever it is. And that's where the Onesh depends on whatever it is that the Beis and would Paskin. What our Chakir had to do with the Malkus of the Tzdikah, what about that? But in terms of the Kasha Zomam, it's obvious. And I think it, separate from that, it's Mamish Muchach in this Gemara that we just read. Uma Soko and Aniska, whether it's Rashi's Pshat or Tosus Pshat. But what is it saying here? That if Sokel, then whichever Pshat you say, Tosus, you stone somebody to death, and yet you're not going to get Skilo, you get Saif. So Habol Iskol. So they only wanted to be Sokel, the person knows that based in Paskins that he's Chayiv. Skila should certainly not get Skila. Why is it a Kavu Chomer? What do we have to do with the other? Habal Isko gets the Onesh of Kasha Zaman because they're the second. So what does Bal Isko have to do with Soka? Same thing for Rashi's Pshat. What does one have to do with the other? The Kasha Zaman is this Eidu Sheker. Elamai, obviously it's not the Pshat. The Onesh of Kasha Zaman is for that Zaman that you wanted the person to be Chayiv, whatever it is that you posed on them. Says the Gemara, but if a Sokel himself would not get Skila, so why would it be considered a greater crime to get a greater Onesh of Skila because you wanted to impose Skila? In other words, the Onesh of Kasha Zaman is because of that thing that you imposed, because of that Gemara did. But says the Gemara, it should be better than a Sokel himself. So it's pashut, I think, without proving it from the Gemara, but I think it's the whole underlying premise of the Gemara is to recognize that that's what Kasha Zamam is. It's an onesh for that particular Zamam of that particular Psag Din that you wanted the person to be Chayiv. What we went beyond, and we'll see more Mitzvah Hashem now with this new Gemara, with Losana and the Malkus of Losana. Talk to Gemara now on the next part of the Mishnah. We went through a lot about the first case of the Mishnah, the case that Ibnas and Zomin, Midin on the Bishkorin Shul Ben Kerusha Ben Chalutza, and they don't get the onus of becoming a Chol or Tachtav, but they get Malkus. The Mishnah has another example. Says the Mishnah, in a case like that, we don't, and they find zomim, found to be zomim, ein omrim yigazet tachtav. We don't say that the edim get the onesh of galus, which is what they wanted to impose on the person. They said he was killing b'shogeg, rather lo k'arboim. Says the Gemara, minahani mili. How do we know in this case that the din is not kasha zomim, literally to give them a chiv galus? That's what they intended. Amar Reish Lakish, the Amar Kra, the Pasuk says in last week's parashah in Shoftim regarding Ari Miklat, Hu Yanus El Achas Ha'orim Ha'el V'Chai, it says, he, the Rotzeach B'Shogeg, shall flee to one of the cities of refuge. So the Gemara Darshan, Reish Lakish says, Hu V'lo Zomim, that stress, and the word Hu is a mute, that only the Rotzeach himself, B'Shogeg, is Chayv Golus, but Zomimin, who intended a person to be Chayv Golus, would not get the onus of Golus. That's the mocker of Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan Omer, Kal V'chomer. Rav Yochanan says, I have another way to know that the onus is not going to be Golus for the Edom Zomimin. What's the Kal V'chomer? Umahu she'asa maise b'mezid eino gola. The Rotzeach himself, who did a maisa of killing, and if he did it b'mezid, he doesn't go into galus. In other words, galus is only for shogeg, not for a mezid. And we see that someone who did the maisa of ritzicha, and he did it b'mezid, ain't a galus. There's a tour of galus. Hein, the edim zomin, shelo asu maisa b'mezid. The Gemara is saying here, they also were a mezid. They're mezid in what they did. They're made edu sheker. It was a resha that they did be mezid, but it's not viewed as a maisa. It was only dibur. So now it should be a kavachomer that enodin shelo yigul. Is it not a kavachomer that they should also have the tour that exists for mezid? It's interesting. The mezid in the case of the Ratzeach is a mezid on the hariga. The mezid of the Edom Zomim is a mezid on the testifying. Right? But the result of that testifying to impose a chiyuv golus is to give them the chiyuv golus. And the chiyuv golus has in it a tour on shogeg. So the tour shogeg with regard to the person is on an act of ritzicha b'shogeg. I mean, the tour b'mezid, I should say. The chiyuv is b'shogeg, the tour is on a mezid, on the act of ritzicha. The Edim who would warrant the Chiyuv Golus did an Avera b'mezid, but it didn't have a Maisa. So therefore, to the extent that their Avera was without a Maisa, that should certainly carry with it the tour of Golus. Rashi explains, Hu she'asa Maisa b'mezid eno gola, meaning ha'horeg she'asa Maisa. In b'mezid asa'o, if he did the act of ritzicha b'mezid, eino gola, then there is no golus, only b'shogeg. Rashi adds, va'afilu b'zman she'eino nerak. And this is true even if he's not going to get killed for the ritzicha. Why would that be true? They wouldn't get killed. Kigon b'mezid b'lo hasra. Rashi gives an example, if it was no hasra, the Ritva adds, if it was karov l'mezid, shogeg has very strict parameters, when the Ritzicha is viewed as being within the framework of being a shogeg, so there are cases of karav l'mezid. Rashi says it was below hasra. So why did Rashi need to add that? That the case is where it was b'mezid, where he's not getting killed. Chora, the obvious answer is, because otherwise you couldn't make a kavachom. We're trying to say there's a p'tur that exists by galus when it's b'mezid, and there was a nice involved, kavachomer, by the edim, the mezid, where there was no maisa, there should be pater. But if the reason for the tour by the person that he's not getting golus is because he's getting killed, so no, what kind of a kavachomer? He's not getting golus because he's getting another chiv. Rashi needed to insert into the Gemara that the Gemara's kavachomer is predicated on that which there'd be a tour from golus, the mezid, even when there is no other chiv such as mis. In other words, a case where there was no asra. And yet we see, therefore, there's a tour of galus when it's done b'mezid, even when there is no chiv misa, and that's where there was a maisa. No, heim, the edim, shelo asu maisa. In what they did, which is the machayev them in galus, which with the potential machayev for them is the edus, is the same edus, but that's only dibur. Ela dibur be'alma, uvemezid he'idu. And again, their act, which would be the trigger for the chiyuv of kasha zaman, their act was also bemezid, but below ma'isa. Enudin shelo yigu al hamezid. This is interesting. Kavachomer. Rav Yochanan works with the assumption that what? That the mezid has a ptur without looking into reasons for it. Mezid is a ptur of galus. And he equates the mezid of the edim for what they did, which is machayev galus with kasha zaman, and the mezid of a rotzeach. But then he shows you that the edim are a notch below in the sense that there was no maisa, it was just dibur. And if the ptur mezid by galus applies to the case of a rotzeach himself who did a maisa, the ptur mezid should certainly carry over in the case of the mezid of the edim and what they did the mezid b'li maisa. That's the picture. And again, Rashi adding the case of mezid that he's pater where he's not getting another onesh. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a basis for the kavachom. Says the Gemara, this is not a good logical argument that they should be pater from galus, because I can make the opposite argument precisely based on what you said, that for them there's no maisa and for him there's a maisa. Because we have to understand what is the basis for the ptur mezid, says the Gemara. Vihi nosenes. Whereas Rashi's goes, vihi hanosenes. The very logic that you're using, the methodology that you're using to make a kavachomer, to make them pater from galus because they have no maisa, is nosenes. That is actually the contributing factor that would give them the chiyuv galus, the fact that they don't have a maisa. How so? Because as follows, who sha'asa maisa b'mezid lo legli? The rotzeach himself who did a maisa, so therefore when he does it b'mezid, he doesn't go to galus because he did a maisa of ritzicha. And why wouldn't he go to galus for that? Ki hecha delo tabi le kapara, because inasmuch as the maisa of ritzicha was b'mezid, we don't want him to have a kapara because it's too great a crime to be subject to get a kapara of galus, because it was, after all, mezid al yidei maisa. However, by the Eden Zomin, where there was no maisa, hey, and shelo osu maisa b'mezid, or b'mezid nam illegal, by the Eden, where they did do a maisa, so then b'mezid, their mezid, could perhaps warrant the chiyuv galus. In other words, the fact that they didn't do a maisa and he did a maisa could be actually a reason why, for them, their mezid could warrant a kapara of galus for what their sin was when they were trying to make him chayev galus. Their action was b'mezid b'li maisa, so a mezid b'li maisa could perhaps have a kapara with galus. So we fall away from Rabbi Yochanan's reason for the Mishnah. We go back to the drash of Hu Yanus. Says Rashi, "V'hi hanusenes." What does that mean? Hamida hazos sheheveisa lepatran. The very methodology that you're bringing here, that they should be putter from galus because of the fact that they did a very amazing belimaisa. He had no senes lehem chavetzkos. That is, in fact, what will deliver to them what should be a chiyuv galus. Why? Because who lefisha osem maise? Because by him he did a maise. So therefore, in the mezid aso, so a mezid of a maise ain't a gola to go to every lekapar. See, he shouldn't have it. It was a greater avera. Heim shelo asum maise yigu aus donan kiyechad rabbi kapar. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara therefore falls away from this. Yeah, this is the Gemara's kasha. You have to know, the Gemara didn't know about the svara of kapara. What the Gemara thinking before? The Gemara just imagined there's a ptur mezid. Well, the maise, that's the Gemara's rebuttal of the slimut. The Ritva says just a few more words on this pircha, just basically the pshat of Rashi, but just maybe a little sharper in his formulation. He also points out the case before was where he was not going to be killed. Perish kushi, the adarabba, mi makom shabasa lepotra mi galus yeshul chalachayvam. The tour de galus, he writes, lav kulahu. In other words, ki'ilu, that the Gemara originally were thinking in the Kavachomer, that the ptur galus is a kula, And therefore, if the kula exists by the person who did it, the mezid ayde maisa, so that kula should certainly exist by the edim who did it, the mezid b'li maisa. So the Gemara is saying in response, Yenu Senes, you're wrong. It's not a kula that the mezid does no golus. Adaraba. Chiyuva de golus havi adifru tvei kiechetevi l'kapara. It would have been better to have the onus of golus, but because the crime was so great, it was ayde maisa, perhaps that's why they're not going to get the kapara of the golus, because it's too great a sin. But by the edim, where it's one notch below, it was b'li maisa, perhaps they would go to golus. Meanwhile, we see in this Gemara a very important concept relating to golus. Yeah, you understand? No, in other words, when the Gemara is presenting the Kal v'Chomer initially, the Gemara is saying, well, you have a kula by mezid. That there's no ghost. That kula applies by who shas and maisa the mezid. And Kal v'Chomer, that kula of mezid, that there's no ghost the mezid, should certainly apply by the edim with no maisa. The Gemara says, hianu senes. You don't view that as a kula. To the contrary, the fact that there's no ghost is because we don't want it to have a kapara. For the Edim, who did perhaps a lower level Avera, B'li Maisa, maybe they would want to, maybe they get a Kapara. So therefore, you can't assume the Kal v'Chomer, you have to use the Drush. Yeah?
What basis do your opponent have to say that Golus is some sort of punishment?
I don't know. I'm not sure what you're asking.
You're saying that the Tur from Golus is a Kula.
It's a Kula. That's what the Ritva is Mashba, that's what he was thinking, it's a Kula. The Ptur by Meza is a Kula in the Chiyuv. The Chiyuv Galus has a loophole. That the Meza does no Galus. That's a Kula in the Chiyuv Galus. That's correct, in a way. But when it turns the tables and says, you don't have to see it that way. You could see it to the contrary. As the crime became so great, Meza, bless Rab, whatever it is, to Mezid, so that we don't want it to have a kapara. Exactly where the kapara fit in within Rabbi Yochanan's Kal v'Chomer, it's not clear. That's what's sort of vague. It's not, would he have still made the Kal v'Chomer even though he knew about the element of a kapara? Did he sort of ignore it? But one thing is clear, l'maskana, that when we speak about a chi of galus, the Gemara is mefurish here, that galus is about a kapara. That's the svar the Gemara is suggesting, that maybe David Zomer could potentially be worthy of a kapara, since their crime b'mezid was not as great as a rotsiach b'mezid. It was b'li maisa. So this is one of the many gemaras that's used to question something that the Masha says.
Michal, yeah. If we're going then, we're saying it really is a kapara, so shouldn't I be disproven salvation to get it? Because we know later on,
so this kasha, we will have to wait, but it's a kasha that's very, very valid. The Rishonim ask your kasha, and I dafka, I'm going to wait. We have a lot to say about kapara and golus. We're only going to say a little bit right now, vis-a-vis the Masha, but we have a lot more to come. But we want to wait till we get to those Rishonim. The Gemara, those who weren't Bekiyas, no one referring to. The Gemara is going to talk about kofar a little further down the Amud. Kofar is a payment that you make if the shor hamuat kills a person. And we're going to see in the Braisa later that Edom Zomimin do not have to pay kofar. The Gemara is going to say the reason because they are not B'nai Kapara Ninhu, which is going to have to be explained in all kinds of ways. But the words are what I just said. And the Rishonim will jump in and say, wait a second, the same Svara can be used back earlier in the Amud, that maybe the reason why the Edom don't go to Golis is because Golis is a Kapara, like we just read in the Gemara. And they didn't have this situation of killing B'shogeg, they were just Edom Zomimin. So simply say that they're not B'nai Kapara. So for this, we have to know what the Gemara means later, and then we'll get the long Ritva and the Ramban, and obviously that's going to revisit our issue. I want to discuss it on a very more limited plane right now, simply vis-a-vis the Masha. Because the Masha says something astounding. And everybody jumps on his Masha. We have to know, Pashit, what to do, because whatever Gemara you're going to bring, you probably can find more. We'll see just a little bit now on this. I mentioned it way back on Daf Beis Amid Aleph, but just a little bit more. Masha, in discussing the Gemara later on Daf Yud, Gemara has this scenario that it links to the Pasuk in Mishpatim of the Elokim Ino Liyado. So it has to do with the situation of a person who once killed the shogeg without Edim, And now Hashem orchestrates events that at a later point in history, that same person kills Bishogeg with Eidim. And that allows the justice to be served, that since he never had a chance to go to Golis from the first Hariga Bishogeg, so now he'll end up going to Golis based on the Eidim that witnessed the second time. And it also has to do with, again, you know, in terms of the person that was killed, who was Chayiv Misa the first time, but never had the right Eidim or Hasra, and now he'll get killed by the person who kills Bishogeg, so again, justice is served. Okay, that's the basic Gemara relating to the Inyan of Kim Ina Liyado. Again, a very fascinating Gemara in its own right. But one Nakuda the Mashah brings into this Gemara, having to do with the idea that this person needs to go to Golos, but we don't have a Hechatimsa to get him Chayiv to go to Golos yet, because he killed Bishogeg, but there were no one saw. So now that it happens again, and Eidim see it, and now we'll go to Golos, so the measure of Golos is now going to be carried out, that should have happened before. Says the Masha, I don't understand something. Why should he have had to go to Golos for the first murder? If nobody saw it, what's the point of Golos? After all, the Masha says, just to keep the focus on the key words here, he says, in the Chiddush Yagados, Saskosh, the Mashma Mizeh, Shaharag Bishogig below Eidim, a person who kills Bishogig without witnesses, Shahut Svachli Golos. And now that he kills with Eidim, now he serves a sentence that he should have been serving from before. Ask the Masha, the lo yadanu alma. I don't understand why are you saying that he should have gone to Golis for his first accidental murder. Daha hagolus ore miklat, says the Masha, eino rak v'pnei goel hadam sheyargenu. Going into ore miklat is only, says the Masha, only because of a safety opportunity, a safe haven from the goel hadam. Goel Adam means the next of kin of the victim. That's only assuming that it's known that this person killed that person, and therefore there's a Goel Adam without the killing. And then there's halachas, we'll see later, Rishus mitzvah, when, on the way to Arim Miklat, after he leaves Arim Miklat, different tanoim about the issue of Goel Adam and the level that he is absolved from killing. But basically there is a heter at the very least for the Goel Adam to kill the Rotzeach, because of Kiyecham Levavo, the Torah says. So how is he going to save himself? He save his life? Says the Torah, I want to give you a safe haven to run away. Says the Mashal, that's all it is. No, if there is no Eidim, there's obviously no Goel Adam, so there should be no need for Golos at all. Then ain't Eidim, but Dabba Hech Yargenu HaGoel. This is the Mashal's Kasha. And he gives it. He gives two terutzim, which also are difficult. He says maybe it could be nafkamina if he's moda. So now there's a goel adam. No, but there's a chiddush in that teretz. We saw Ritva discussing this issue on Beit Medalef, the Tosfos, right? If a person is moda that he killed the shogeg, is that mechayiv from golus? Remember the Ritva sort of hedging on this? Was more inclined to think what? That there's no, it's based, muscle were based in. But the Mashal assumes in his first teretz like that. He has another teretz. Shisvada adabai de krovim psulim shepatra agom yigar again. Another chidush that it could be even without formal eidim. Both answers al chidushim the Aruch Haner discusses these two answers of the Mashal. But I want to go back to the whole premise of the kasha. What's the whole kasha? Is that so? The only purpose of golus is only because of the danger involved that the Goel Adam is going to kill him. If there's no Goel Adam, there should be no Chiyuv Golos. L'chor, there's a whole other part of the equation, and that is Kapara. And that's why our Gemara says. In other words, the person did a terrible thing of killing two is Bishogeg, but there's some measure of responsibility even on Shogeg. You see Karbanos aboard on the Shogeg. The Torah gives him a chi of golus to atone for that avera. Goel Adam is another piece of it. And this is, and this Gemara seems to clearly indicate that. That's what the Gemara suggests. Maybe he who does b'mezid al-yedei maisa, he can't have a kapara. It's too great a sin, but maybe the Edom could have a kapara. Obviously, Golus is about a kapara. This is not the only Gemara. Numerous Gemaras give you an example. Let's give you a flavor of how many kashas you can ask in this mashah, how many arrows you can shoot at him, so to speak. The Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. So remember, if you start defending the mashah, it's not going to be just from one Gemara. You're going to have to try to figure out what to do with all of these sources. Mishnah talks about halachas relating to galus. In the middle of that Mishnah, again on Yud Aleph Amid Beis, Eino Yotze Misham Ga'olam. This Goadam must remain in Orem Mikat, the Yashav Sham. So the Mishnah says, Ashenos, when Shenos Shama. Sham Tehe Diraso, Sham Tehe Misaso, Sham Tehe Kfuraso. He already passed away. Where is he buried? In the Ir Mikat. No, this is no Sheikhas to Goadam. Goadam is not going to be after him. He's already passed from the world. And yet there's obviously Golus remains a chiv to remain in Gar Mikot even after he leaves the world. One, that's the Mishnah. In the Gemara that follows, the Gemara quotes Abaye, Amar Abaye. What happens if there's a Nigmar Dino to go to Golus? And then he dies after the Gemar Din. He dies. He has a heart attack, he passes away. There was a Gemar Din should go to Golus. What now? Says Abaye, Molichin es atzmosav l'sham. So you bring his body, you bring his bones to the Arim Miklat to be buried. Rasha v'sheves ba'aretz atzmos hakohen, it's Rasha. No, according to the Mashat, does that sound correct? What do you mean, you bring his bones to the Arim Miklat? It was a Gemara, then he has to go to Golus. But there's no Goladam that's going to kill him, he's dead. Very strange. There's a Sifrei, Parsha Shoftim, last week's parsha. It says, "Pen yirdof go adam acher herotzeach." Obviously, it's part of the equation. The Torah says, "Guranto ay miklat, lest the go adam pursue him." The Sifrei Darshins and Parsha Shoftim, "Enli ella rodef v'goel." Yirdof go adam acher herotzeach. Rodef ve'eno goel, go ve'eno rodef. Lo rodef ve'lo goel minayin. Hamlomer, Rotzeach, Rotzeach, Rotzeach. Ribuyim, Abba says Rotzeach many times. Sifrei is trying to point out, L'chora, that the chiyuv of going to Golus is not dafka linked to that which there's going to be a pursuer and a Goel Hadam. What does it mean, therefore? It means it's a kapar. I mean, what's the other possibility? It's a chiyuv to go for kapar. A second. The emphasis is the whole Mishnah. To speak about the possibility, we brought up in Amud Aleph, the whole possibility of having Edom Zomimin go into Golus is itself something of a kasha in the Marsha. Because L'chaira, what's the pshat of a Goel Adam for the Edom to go to Golus? Goel Adam means what, by definition? That they're getting back at the person who killed their relative. No, but what happened over here by the Edom Zomimin? They caused a psag din that the person's chayv golus, but nothing ended up happening. He didn't get killed. I mean, he didn't go to golus, let alone get killed. Nothing. He's still alive and kicking. So where is the notion of go adam that would have been relevant for the Edim themselves, whether to go to golus? Whether to go to golus, what would it have been about? It couldn't have been about the picture the Mashar is presenting, because there was no hariga, and the whole agenda was only to go to golus anyway, so the whole thing of go adam doesn't sound right. Who's the Goel Adam? With the person himself? On what? On what? Why, whose blood? Whose blood is he avenging? There is a halacha, someone pointed out at the time, the basin, if there's no Goel Adam, basin is Maimir Goel Adam. That we saw that by Kor Kedichsiv. But it's a whole shy what that means. Does that mean by a shogeg or by a mezid? The halacha is by a mezid, the Goel Adam is to participate in the hariga. So if there's no Goel Adam, basin has somebody else. That's the din by Mason. So it could be some holdings even did by Shogeg as well. But again, all of that makes sense if there's a real death. But here, Bechasa, that's also very strange. Elamai, you'll ask the following kasha, I both say. So then, how could it be even a half a minute to give them Golus Let's even say the Rashi is not correct. Yeah. So obviously, there's more to Golus than just saving from Gol Adam, right? But according to what the Edom wanted to do to this guy, they say he killed the Shogeg, so that would have triggered a safety issue for him, that he has to run away to Ir Mikrad because of the Gol Adam. They mentioned somebody who was killed, and maybe the relatives think it's true, and the guy has to run away. So for him, it would have been Gol Adam as well, that he's going to have a safety. And by the Edom, it would have been just a Din Golus without Gol Adam. So maybe that should be considered maybe what? Partial kasha zama. Is it a kasha? No. Why isn't it a kasha?
Because the hikur of galus is galus.
Yeah, but it's still part of the hikur of galus. Wouldn't exist by the eder.
It's still going galus. It just depends on how it's going
to apply. No, I'm saying, but the galus that they want to impose on him would have had a component that would not apply to them.
You're doing everything
you could do. Lamasha, where else do you see that? The Ritva, who learned that by Ben Grusha, you could have had a Havamina to do what to the Edim? To make them Chalorim, even if they're not Kohanim. Benogea, one limited halacha. What? If they're not Kohanim, so anyway they can't eat Truma. So what would it affect? Post Yolisa Isha to make a Chalorim. But wait a second, what they wanted to do to Ploni Kohen is to do more than that. So why is Nat Gufa an example of partial Kashazama? The answer is the same point. No, because that which you can't do more is because you can't do more. Partial kasha means you could do more and you're not doing it. So you're doing all you could do because they're not kohanim, so whatever halachas would apply here too. You can't have the aspect of Gol Adam by the Eidim, but you'll give them the chivas goes. Okay, so that's my called partial kasha zama. But all this is without the mashah. The mashah makes everything troubling here because, again, a gemara over here talks about kapara. The Mishnah Gemara Daf Yudav talks about going to Ari Mikot, being buried in Ari Mikot when you're not alive. And the whole idea of having Edom go into Golus for Kasha Zama doesn't include the Gol Adam component. Davar Pele, the Mashah. Chora, Golus has clearly a lot to do with Kapara, and that's our Gemara. Yes, what are we going to do? Yeah.
The whole idea of the Ari Mikot, see the refugees dead, is to take refuge from the Gol Adam, and then while you're there, you get the kapara. But the only way to go there, like to only like motive, I guess, in the first place, is
you're saying the kapara can only kick in if it also starts on the first level of being a hatsala.
Maybe it's like there's two aspects of it. But one. Like,
so what do you do with all those?
Yeah.
So what do you do with that, the Gemara on the bones? Taking the bones to Ari Mikra. You don't have any. You can't go to first base. So why are you taking the bones to be buried there? You're saying if the Gemara, the Mishnah says that he stays there and gets buried Mela. He was getting a kapara until now. But if you're saying it has to start with a Hatsala, so. It's not starting. I mean, he died after the Gemara Din.
Just a random more like, are the Gol Adam's family or like Gol Adam allowed to like mess with their bones also? Or are they allowed to go into
I don't think so. That would be hard to imagine. I mean, the Gol Adam is the relative. Not the family. The family of the victim. I think so.
Yeah, the family of the victim.
Yeah, the Gol Adam. They are the Gol Adam.
I do
not think so. You're not allowed to do that. To a Macy's, you have halachas, you're not allowed to be easily a Macy's. Can't imagine that would be any halacha. It's halach and hariga. Yeah, I can't imagine there'd be anything beyond that. Yeah.
Can an afkamina be, whether it's kapara or like hatsala from the Gol Adam, can it be if, in case of Gol Adam, he can basically decide if he wants to go or not, and like, is that his risk?
But the kapara says he has to. I mean, you think kapara is his option or where
Gol Adam? If it's not kapara going to Marsha, then it would just be. Then he can basically decide if he wants to go, and if he basically doesn't go. Then
you're saying if it's a kapara, it's up to him.
No, if it's Ratzala's from the Gol
Adam,
that's
up to him.
But if it's for kapara, then you would have to go because it's.
How much
is like his risk if he doesn't go?
But if it's a kapara, he has to go.
Then you have to go.
So then what's the kasha of the Masha and that Gemara? That Gemara talks about a case where he killed the guy that he didn't. And Masha's, and apparently there's a chiyuv to go to Golus. And the way it's going to be carried out is because he's going to kill again with Eden. In fact, the Masha Why do you have a chiyuv to go to Golus the first time? There were no Edoms, no Goladam, so there's no chiyuv. That's the whole premise of the question of the Mishnah. That there should be no chiyuv if there's no Goladam. Truth be told, there is a Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim that does bring the reason of the Mashah. The Rambam in Chel Gimel Perek Mem go through different mitzvahs and reasons behind it. So it's interesting. The Rambam gives, you know, Taimiyah mitzvahs, right? So in Chel Gimel Perek Mem, he discusses Hashavas Aveda, different mitzvahs, and then he has Agarufa, Avoma. Shavotseach, this is the Kapach, I think, translation. It was originally Arabic. Ma shavotseach b'shgoga gole hu lahashkit nefesh gol hadam kidei shelo yira ezeh she'ira hamachshela hazu al yado, that he shouldn't see the person that this terrible tragedy happened through him. V'nitgasa, and he says interesting thing, why does it depend on Kohen Gadol's death? Is the Rambam interesting? V'nitgasa chazaraso, his returning from Ma'omir God, is dependent the most ha'ish, shehu agado b'vnei Adam, v'hayoser ohu v'alko Yisrael, the most beloved person that exists in Kohen Yisrael. Why then? Ki v'kach tishkot nefesh hanifga ashenera krovo. Because then already the person who's so upset about his own personal loss of his relative, That feeling of upset will go down, it will be subside. Kidabez abeteva adam. Kol mi she'iro nifga o nifga zulaso bekamusa o yosha chamura mimena motz bekach nechama al pigo. When everyone's mourning the Kohen Gadol's death, so he doesn't feel it quite as strongly about, you know, his personal relative, because it's like, wow, it's like this is big news now. So the mourning of the Kohen Gadol sort of causes his own grief to subside. That's the Rambam writes, and there's no greater pigei mavis more than Kohen Gadol's death. Like, that's such a earth shattering event. But the Rambam says, "Masha utseach gola hu lahashkit nefesh gol adam." However, that's the Rambam in Nevuchim. The Rambam in the Yad, in Hilchos Utseach, in Perek Vav, talks about the case of a person who kills karav lemezid. And he says, why is someone who kills Karav Amazin not going to Golus? Yesh harg b'shgaga b'tia yisalach ha-dalet, vav dalet. Tia ha-shgaga karav krovo l'zadon, kimo p'shia, v'dino she'en ha-gole, mipnei she'avono chamur, ein Golus mechaperes lo. The chinuch, we always like to look at the chinuch's rationale for mitzvahs in Parshas Maaseh and Ari Miklat, the shorish ha-mitzvah. Lefi, says the Sefer HaChinuch Tav Tes, here in the mitzvah Tav Tes, she'avon ha-ritzicha chamor ad ma'od, she'bo ha-shchasas ha-olam, v'chein ro'oi, l'mi shaharag, afilu b'shogeg, mekevan she'bas ta'kola gidolo kazu al-yado, she yitzta'er aleha tsar golus. She shoko kim'at kitzar misa. She nifad ha'ada me'ohava v'me'erech moladito. Think about it. It's quite an experience of suffering here. He has to exile himself from it, be detached from his whole environment of friends. Me'erech moladito b'shochen kol yamav imzarim. He has to suddenly relocate and be live among strangers. The old yesh tikkun ha'olam b'mitzvah, and also says the chinuch, there's a tikkun ha'olam kimo shebir hakasuv sheyinotzo imzem miad gol hadam uval yahargenu aluchamas b'chapav sherei shogeg haya. Nebuch, it was only a shogeg. The Torah wants to give him that hatsala also, and also he brings up the Rambam in Nevuchim, says the otales b'davar leval yiru krovei hamuke harotzeach le'eneim tamid b'mokav tines sahara. That they don't have to always bump into him and see him and feel aggravated when they see him, so he's sort of out of sight, out of mind. That's what the Rambam added, the Kol Drachei HaTorah Noah. But the first thing that he says, before he gets to the Tikkun HaOlam component, is it was such a great takola, and he has to experience the Tsar Galus, in other words, Kapara. This is very strange. The Mashah sort of It looks at Gol Adam just in one perspective, in a limited perspective. What are you going to say, Shmuel? Yeah?
Right. Also, based on what we've seen from Rishonim, I don't understand our Gemara. What's the kapara we're talking about? Because you said by the Tosfos in Golos that the Nidon can't claim Lo Haragti. I mean, we give value to his claim only to Mitartina Nibure. That's what for the Ramah and Ritzvara.
Yeah.
But not for the other side that he's believed Lagabi his own kapara. It's not like a kapara. Now we're seeing kapara. This kapara by Golos, like a kapara. We said like a kapara.
So this is good. We're going to have to wait. We have to revisit this inyan. Not necessarily the Ayisha for the Masha, but there's a lot more to say about the kapara. Specifically the kapara of Kohen Gadol and the kapara of Golos, and that's the kasha that you alluded to before with the Ritva later on when we get to Kufra Kapara, so we have to revisit the issue of kapara bar miklat. But just from the perspective of the Masha himself, the Mamish, many kashas. Elio, yeah?
I don't have an answer for the
Masha,
but just in terms of Rambam's already quoted, isn't the Rambam more, you can talk more like psychologically and more like, it's not passing halacha.
Yeah,
he's talking more. So the Gadol leaves and he doesn't feel bad, but
it's a snacht. The first part of the Rambam talks about that he only focuses on the idea of saving him from Gol Adam, and then also the point about the kind of Gadol dies also. But that at least is.
But could it be that just halachically speaking, it's a kapara and it goes to the house for the kapara? But there's also this added psychological.
But the Mashal assumes that if there isn't the Gol Adam component, there would be no requirement to go to Golos. That was the Mashal's hope. Kasha.
Evan, yeah. Just to clarify, Rebbe has a kasha from our Mishnah about the mixes kasha zama.
Yeah, that question was that. No, separate from the kashas and the argamar, Amid Aleph, what would have been the havamina to give them Golos? By them, you wouldn't have an go Adam out to get them. If they went to Golos for kashas amam, to pay kashas amam onesh, who's the go Adam? Nobody died. They didn't kill anybody. They imposed the psak din of Golos on somebody. So, Elamai, if we don't go with the Masha, so let's give the Masha out. Okay, but Golos is still a chiv. It's a kapara, forget about go Adam. But the fact that they wanted to impose on this person a chiv golos, which would have entailed running away from Gol Adam, because they named the person, because Mistama they named the victim, and then that would mean that the victim's relatives could pursue this guy, and he would have to run to golos also for Hatzalah from Gol Adam.
We assume that guy was actually.
I mean, if they're talking about a person, it could very well be that they talked about a person, and then there'd be a Gol Adam that would say, "How dare? Okay, we have to kill him, revenge." And now for them, it wouldn't have that aspect. So why wouldn't that code mixes kashjizam?
Yeah. Are we assuming in a case where there's it is omen for a chiyav golos that there was no one actually killed? Why can't it just be that there was a dead body on the floor? It was a freak accident. And does how else could Aiden be believed? So you killed one accidentally, you'd be like, who? And like, there's actually no dead body around. Like, how could? I would assume that there must be a dead body around, but it just happened some other way.
Don't know. Yeah, but yeah.
Perhaps if you use the first words from the Marsha and use the Rambam, you could see why the Golos would be, why through the Gol Adam, you'd be able to get the Kapara would be able to go Adam. Basically, in the beginning of the Marsha, he says that if the person who killed me is that he's the one that gets killed by the Horik Shogay. So the only person that needs a kapara that you need to make feel better is the Gol Adam, because he's the person who died deserved death. So only off the Gol Adam, he's the only person you need to essentially make right. So that's why if you only need to send the horeg to the your miklas on behalf of the Gol Adam, that's what you need kapara for.
But I mean, didn't Rav Masha ask that he doesn't know why this person is chayv golos?
He said you only be golos when there's a Gol Adam, because that's the only person you need to get kapara from. Because the person who died deserved misa bidei shemayim.
Ah.
The Gol Adam.
He doesn't talk about the first. But no one's talking about the first victim. We're talking about the person. One person killed Bemezid. One person killed Bishog. The person who was the victim of that first Hariga Bishogig, that's not part of this discussion. Lokimino Liyado, right? That has to do with Shnei Bnei Adam, the Gemara says, Shahargu Es HaNefesh. The two individuals, Reuven and Shimon, both committed murder. One committed murder Bishogig, one committed murder Bemezid. Neither one had Eidim. Now those two people end up meeting, Hashem orchestrates that they meet up in a particular situation. The one who killed the mezuzah without Edom ends up being under the ladder and being the victim of this new Ritzicha. And the one who killed Bishogi without Edom ends up being the killing Bishogi. No one's talking about the first victim of the first time he killed Bishogi.
When we talked about Allah, he brought us up to Africa.
What?
When we talked about someone who must have done a different trade to be deserving of the first mezuzah Bishogi.
You mean earlier in the piece?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I have to take a look. I hear. Okay. But both say, let's see who won the Gemara. We're going to come back to Kapara with the Ritva. But the Gemara, next piece of Gemara, important Gemara. Amar Ula. Says Ula, Remez Re'edim Zomin Min HaTorah Minayim. Ula asks, where do we find a hint to Edim Zomimin in the Torah? In fact, the Gemara, Remez Re'edim Zomimin. What do you mean, remez im zomin? Remez a hint. In other words, when Ula says edim zomimin, he means the onus of edim zomimin. That's the definition. Edim zomimin means the onus of edim zomimin. Says the Gemara, you don't need a hint to that. That's mefurish and pashas shoftim. The onus is there. Says the Gemara, Mark clarifies what the question was. Ela remez le'edim zomimin shalokin min haTorah minayim. Where do we have an allusion to the halacha that Edim Zomin will get Malkus, like we have in our Mishnah, meaning the cases of our Mishnah? Rashi explains, Remez le'edim Zomin shalokin, meaning Edei ben Grusha, that's the first case of the Mishnah, o Edei Galus, Shepatram hakasu midin hazama, the pasuk exempts them, meaning the pasuk of who lo velo Lazaro, the pasuk of Hu Yanus Hu Velo Zomimin, the two drashas for the two dinim, the pasuk patras them from din hazama minayin shein lokin. Okay, so we know they don't get the onesh that they intended, but what about the fact they get malchus? Where do we know that? Where do we have a hint to that? Kamei parich, the Gemara is going to soon ask at the end of this piece of Gemara. Tepukle milosan, maybe the malchus comes from the violation of a love of losan. Says Ula, so here it is. Here is the famous Remez Le'edim Zomin Shalokim Nator Minayin. And Yana Dioma, right? Pasha's Kiseitse. This week's Pasha. The Chsiv. Says in the Pasuk, Betztiko Es HaTzadik, Virshiu Es HaRasha, Ba'aya Imbin HaKos HaRasha. So it talks about a situation that there's a court based in convening a Din Torah. And as part of that, it says, Betztiko Es HaTzadik, simply understood, it means Beis Din decides one litigant is right and the other litigant is guilty. That's the simple reading. Bitzdikos HaTzadik, Bishivas HaRasha. And then it says, V'haya im bin hakos harasha. If the Rasha, the guilty party, is fit to be struck by Malkus, he's Chayiv Malkus, and bin hakos, he's Shayach to that Onesh, then Torah goes on to describe the details of how one gets Malkus, the Pilo HaShofet, the Kohu Lefanav, Kederish Aso B'mispar, Abom Yakenelo Yosef, and so on. But the question is asked, what's the connection here? Mishum, V'etzdikwes HaTzadik, V'eshiwes HaRasha, V'hayam B'nakos HaRasha. What does one have to do with the other? Because of the fact that one person is found to be innocent, correct, and the other one to be guilty, so that leads automatically to us. Now, if the one is guilty is Shaykh Malkus, what does the first Vitzdikos of Sabbath Rosh have to do with that with someone is Chayiv Malkus? Someone is Chayiv Malkus because of Chayiv Malkus. But what is Vitzdikos of Hirshiu setting the tone for that which there could be a Chayiv Malkus? So the Gemara has the following scenario that it gets inserted into the pasuk. We have to understand what really is happening is as follows. Something happened before you get to the point of the story of the Tzdiku, namely, Ella. Edim Sheirshiu Es HaTzadik. So first you had a pair of Edim that indicted somebody, made that person guilty based on pasking that he's Chayiv, whatever. Edim or Mashiach the Tzadik. That's the Edim, the first pair of Edim that are going to become Zomimin. And notice, and that wasn't even spelled out in the pasuk. That's sort of like understood, self-understood, that there was a first pair of Edom that did what? That they were Mashiach Tzaddik. Now comes the pasuk steps in with the v'itzdiku, and that's correlating with now the second pair of eidim, the mazimim that we call them, and now v'asu eidim achrini comes another pair of eidim v'itzdiku esad tzadik d'mei kara. So now the first pair of eidim made Reuven into a rasha, who was presumed to be a tzaddik, and they said that he is wrong. Now come another pair of eidim, and they say, no, that first person that you were made on is not, in fact, guilty. At least you couldn't assume that he's guilty. So therefore, with their eidus that we accept, we once again exonerate that first person and make him once again a tzaddik. The Yeshua Sarasha means that with that second pair of eidim, the Shavinu Lahani B'Shoyim, and now they are considering they are making the first pair of eidim who are originally taking the tzaddik and making him a rasha. Now that he's once again reinstated as a tzaddik, but what else is happening? The first pair of eidim are rishayim. So the second pair make the first pair rishayim. And this it says v'haya im bin akosa rasha. And if the rasha, I mean the first pair of eidim, are fit to get malchus, they get malchus. Interesting. So Ula inserts a whole new scenario of a situation of Eidim Zomim into the parasha of Malchus. This is the parasha of Malchus in the Torah. The details of Lachim Malchus are learned from these psukim. And this parasha of Malchus speaks to a scenario of Eidim Zomim, what case of Eidim Zomim, where you cannot fulfill the Kasha Zomim. Where do you see that you're not fulfilling Kasha Zomim exactly? So here's where Rashi steps in and adds a little more to the story, to the words of the pasuk. Says Rashi, what's the question? Mishum ve'etzdiku es atzadik. Bitmiya, in other words, because of that, vayim bin akos harasha, says Rashi, I ve'etzdiku ve'hershiu b'dayonin kamar. What's the pasuk pshat in the pasuk? In other words, they come to mishpat. People come to mishpat, to litigants, ushpatu. Ve'etzdiku es atzadik, the Beis Din decides one of them is right, one of them is wrong. So who is ve'etzdiku? The Beis Din. So if that's true, even tzdiku v'yeshuba dayonin kamar, and v'tzadik v'rasha therefore would go on who? The bali dinim. The tzadik is one of the two litigants. The rasha, v'yeshuba sarasha, the rasha is the other one. So lamali v'tzdiku tzadik. So what is the necessity of writing the fact of the Torah putting in v'tzdiku tzadik? Well, how did the pasuk begin? Now Rashi backtracks. Get all from Chumash and our Pasha. It says in the pasuk, right? Ki yariv ben anashim. How does it all begin? Ki yariv ben anashim. Perek chaf hey, right? Chumish and dvarim. Ki yir b'niksho amishpat ushvatu. Then it's a bit. Tiko esav yishu esarasha. V'aya bin akos harasha. So if it's just a normal situation of based in deciding you are right and you are wrong, then lichtov ki yir ben anashim. And then go, v'ayam bin akos. If one of them, if the person who was judged should be subject to malchus, so they give him malchus. Why bring in the whole idea of having a tzaddik mean right? What is that relevant? It's a tzaddik. And then also, v'shuas harasha, what is all that relevant? V'chikol malchum, she'tztiku beizmin es hazaka, v'chibu es hachayv yesh malchus. The asa krala mitli malchus the vitzdiku v'yashiv. So what's the thrust of Ula's question? The way that Rashi is presenting and the words of the Gemara seem to be suggesting. In other words, the thrust of the question is, what is the vitzdiku v'yashiv of the dayanim making one baldin a tzaddik, one a rasha, have to do with the resulting malchus? It's not an automatic. And Rashi says, what tzidka tzaddik has anything to do with it? What is that part of the picture? You could talk about one person, is Chayiv Malchus, and then say he's Chayiv Malchus. The answer is, it must be a whole other story that the Torah is referring to. El al-Kochach. The Eidim is Shtoi. The Vitzdik of Yeshiyu is not based in, it's talking about Eidim. Meaning, the Eidim is Shtoi, Eidim Shakarim. Eidim who are false. Sheir Shiyu Tzadik. And Rabosai. That part of the story is in the Pasuk or not in the Pasuk? Not there. It's key. The real crime of the Harsha Tzaddik is almost self understood. That was before. They were Mashiach Tzaddik. Ubo Acherim v'Hizimum. They were Mazim the first pair. V'Itzdiku es Hanidon. The Nidon is the person that they spoke about. Shehu Tzaddik. V'Yeshiu es Ha'edim HaRishayim. Now Rashi says something interesting. This is very Rashi's twist. The haya im bin hakoses harasha. Then Rashi teaches as follows. The words are, if the rasha is a bin hakos, he's subject, he's fit to be struck, there's what to say about getting him malchus. What does that mean? Im hazamazu bas malchusi. The bin hakos harasha is saying, yes, maybe not. What's the shaila? Meaning, if this hazama is such that it's shaykh to give malchus, why would it be or why wouldn't it be? Meaning, she'eino yachol kaim badin hazama gemura. In other words, were I in a position to give them the kasha zama, a pasha shoftim, then that would be the fate of the Eden Zomd. But the Torah says, im bin hakos harasha. In other words, if you can't carry out the literal kasha zama, kigom be'ede ben grusha ugolus, that be pilosh od viko. Rashi is sort of giving a new kinach here that you didn't see quite in the Gemara. Within the drasha of Ula, Rashi teaches for us that v'haya in bin hakos harasha, that's what's giving us the window into that this is a case that you couldn't do the kasha. It's not the Torah saying there's always a malchus that connected to Eden Zomim. In bin hakos harasha, if you can't do kasha zama, because of the drushes that we had by Begusha, by Golas, then the Pila. Interesting. This Nikuda Rashi Yuchar is going to have a problem when we get to Dav Dalet. I want to keep this in mind. We'll see on Dav Dalet a major sugya that's going to again discuss the issues relating to the Malkis of Kasha Zaman. We have Machogis Rav Meir and the Chachamim over there. And what you see over there is that potentially Shitas Rav Meir is you can have coexisting side by side the Malkis of the Tzdiku together with the Kasha Zama. Shitas Rav Meir L'mashal in the Mishnah Dav Dalet. If the Edom testify that somebody is Chayiv Malkis and they become Zomimim, so Shitas Rav Meir is, what do you do to the Edom Zomimim? You give them how many Malkis? Twice. Shulokish Shmonim. The Chum disagree. Why? Once for the Kasha Zaman, they wanted him to be Chayiv Malkis, and once through the prism of the Vitzdiku. The way that Rashi teaches the drasha Vitzdiku right here, it sounds like they can't put it together, because the haya in bin hakosa rasha, then they get Malkis, which means what? If you can't give them, bin hakos means could be not. In bin hakosa rasha means you can't give Kasha Zaman, then you get Malkis. But you can see over there that there's a lot to talk about, that they should be subject to the Malkus of the Tzdiku even when they are getting Kasha Zaman. And Rashi's reading Vayam bin Akos Rasha that it could be, couldn't. This is a Rashi here. There's a Rashi in Sanhedrin, they bring it on the bottom here, the Musaf Rashi. So another point relating to how I know we're discussing Ben Grusha. How do I want to talk about Ben Grusha case or Golis case? The quote here is as far as Rashi Sanhedrin Daf Yud. Mishum, I'm reading from the Rashi Sanhedrin, you probably have it, no? Mishum, the Bezdin Hitzdikwa Satsadik, Vishua Sarasha, Vaya bin Akosa Sarasha, Tzidka Satsadik Omo Huskirakan. Again, that's part of the question too. What does the Tzidka Satsadik have to do with the onus of Malkus? For Ula, it's good, because part of what the Mizim are doing is they're once again reinstating the innocence of the original Nidon. And also, at the same time, together with that, the Mashiach the Rasha, meaning they're making the Edom Zomim into Zomim. But according to the Pshat, it's based in making one person right. What does that do with the Onish Golis that the Rushes get? So why is it Tzidka Tzadik part of this equation? Lam Huskurkan. V'chi Mishum Tzidka Tzadik Mischayev Rasha Malkus. What does that have to do with the Rasha getting Malkus, the Tzidka Tzadik? Elevadai, but the answer that what will answer this is the scenario of Ula. Elevadai, Edim Zomen Remizi Hacha Da Edim Koi. This Vitzdiko Virshio is not the Beis Din; it's the Edim. Da Edim Koi Hai V'Hayam Ben Hakos V'Hachi Kama Edim Shirshio Tzadik V'Huzmu Vitzdiko Edim Achronim Esa Tzadik, and in so doing, as part of the Tzidkut Tzadik, what is happening simultaneous with that, in what they're doing in one fell swoop, they're also Virshiu, because that is part of what they're countering the Edus of the first. So they're Mastik the Tzadik, unlike the first pair of Edim, and saying you couldn't have in other words, let me. There's a nekuda here. I want to just bring it out. It's important nekuda. The point is, the harshas ha-zalmimin of the second period doing is saying that he's a tzaddik. In other words, you could not make him, or at least you could not make him a rasha. You cannot say he's a rasha. What did the Edom say the second period? What are the two key words of mezimin? What do they say? Imanu ha-yisem. Imanu ha-yisem ultimately says, your agenda was to mashiach the tzaddik by saying, I saw him doing that aveira, I saw him doing this. What they're saying in effect is Imanu ha-yisem, meaning you have no right to mashiach that tzaddik. He's presumed innocent as far as we're concerned. Do we know for sure he did that aveira or not? They don't know if he did it or not. But to the extent that there aren't Edom that he did the aveira, he's presumed to have been a tzaddik. You created a new reality, a false narrative. You said he did the aveira. You are mashiach tzaddik. Imanu ha-yisem is saying, speaking to that Eidus, Imanu ha-yisem, you can't be Mashiach, that said, because you didn't see that act of Resha that he did. You couldn't have seen that Ritzicha, that eating Chelev, that loan, whatever. So the Rishiu Rasha is Mamish V'chativa Achas with the V'chikos HaTzadik. The Hashuas Rasha is the same gesture of the second pair of Eidim. That is, Mashiach the Rasha, they're doing it through the prism of being Mashiach the Tzaddik. Because the only reason he's not a Tzaddik is because of your Eidus that he did what you say he did, which was wrong. And since we're telling you, you can't testify to that because you were not there to see that happen. So that's B'chada Machta, that's saying at the same time, Hitzdiku V'Hirshiyu. The second, the Imanu Hayisem of the second period of Eidim is doing one at the same time, it's Meshiwas HaRasha. The Meshiwas HaRasha is by being Matzik the Tzaddik. And that's why it leads into the Malkus. Part of the gap in the Pasuk before we got to the Ulis Pshat was, as Rashi says here and in Sanhedrin, what's the Tzikos Tzaddik do with anything? There happens to be a litigant who's innocent. That has to do with the Rasha getting Malkus. What's the connection? But the answer is, if the Vitzdiko Meshiwas on the Edim, the second pier of Edim, the Hazama, by definition, has in it the being Mashiach the Tzaddik and being Mashiach the Rasha at the same time. Because how are the Mashiach the Edim? By saying you can't be Mashiach the Tzaddik. So that means the Mashiach the Edim in their being Mashiach the Tzaddik. You can't be Mashiach the Tzaddik. The Tzaddik remains a Tzaddik and you're the Rasha. You couldn't have seen what you said. That's the depth of this Rasha. Both said here in the Nakuda. So that's why the pasuk works for the case of Hazama. What Rashi continues, one more point here. Rashi continues. V'hachi kama ed mashiach tzaddik v'zabiyut v'tzdiku ed machim es tzaddik v'arei nasu v'shoim elu ha'edim v'shonim v'yilku. Now Rashi adds something that we don't have by us. V'im eino inyan g'edus mamon. So in Lokin and Mishalmin, Tnei Uinu Ben Grusha Bekeretzivo. What did Rashi say? What is Rashi saying here? If it can't relate to Edus and Mammon, because in Lokin and Mishalmin, Halach is you can't have both Chiyuvim, Malkis and Mammon, so make it go in Ben Grusha. Here Rashi says it's Ben Grusha because in Ben Akosa Rasha, you can't Kaim Kashazamam, then you give Malkis. Rashi there says, if it's not, what did Rashi need that for? In this mamon, it has to talk about Ben Grusha. Chayra Rashi is bothered by the following. What's bothering Rashi? How does the pasuk begin? How does the parasha Malkus begin? No, what are the words, opening words of the parasha? Kiya ribin anashim. Presumably, what are we discussing? What inyan? What subject matter? Kiya ribin anashim. What's it about? It's a quarrel about mamon. And then it goes on to talk about the story of Yitzhiko Virshiel and Eden. So L'chairo are talking about a situation of Mammon, the Torah of Mammon. So how can it go on and talk about giving Eden Malkus? If there's a Chi of Mammon involved, they'd be paying the Mammon of Kashi Zaman, and then they wouldn't have the Malkus. That's Mishnah Dav Dalit, called Misham and Aloka. And how can you talk about Malkus of Ben Grusha, talking about Mammon? So Rashi says, We have the Torah telling me that Zechir Malkus Be'edim Zomnin, but it's not going to be relevant by Mammon because in Lokan Mishalmin. So now we have to understand we're talking about Ben Grusha case. That's the Rashi in Sanhedrin. There's a lot more to do here in terms of what's coming in the Gemara, the next Kasha of the Gemara. But in terms of cheshbinning out the Pasuk, at least we have the basic drush of Ula. Could I look at the Ramban and Chumash, especially Parshas Kiseitze? You're going to look at it in the Stamma of Shabbos, so we can look at the Ramban. I want to maybe say something, we're already holding my Chumash, so let me say something on this also, but you can close the recording for now.